I love Things with Raisins. That's my favorite breakfast cereal. Giant sized man thing with raisins? No.
Yeah.
It's not real.
I know fear and burn at the touch of it.
Oh, I gotta turn down my Count Basie here.
Oh, yeah. I could try to speak more nasaler.
You can try. Don't think you'll succeed.
Nasal beak.
It's
cool. It's going on?
Septum.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Hey, everybody.
Man.
This is Fi Talking Show.
Oh, yeah.
Talkcast.
That thing.
Yeah.
Come on, say it by its proper name.
Word program.
Gerald. Goldine. We should give it a name. We should give it a name instead of a name. Not like a proper name is what I mean.
Oh, like a lady's name?
Yeah. Do you think the podcast is a lady?
No. No, not at all. It's a dude to the max.
Really?
It's all man.
But you don't think it's a chick who takes it in two holes?
Wow.
Sorry.
What is it?
What? Start over? I'm so tired.
Nah, what's the point?
Now I'm the one who is tired.
Yeah, really.
Yep.
What were you doing?
No couch.
Partying all night? Right? Yeah. Partying?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. What's happening with time, man? Time is slipping away.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Put it on my side, for starters.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on its side. Give it the old...
A lot of songs about time, isn't there?
And Hootie and the Blowfish one?
Yeah.
That one, you know that one?
Yeah.
You know that guy? That guy's a country singer now. I'm talking about that again.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he totally is. What, because he's black?
He's a golf player.
Dude, you're thinking of Charlie Pride.
Yeah. Charlie Rose.
Thinking of... Wait. Pride of Tigers. No, wait. Yeah. What is a group of tigers called?
I think it's a murder.
Fuck.
Wait.
I think every group of animals should be a murder.
It should be a murdering.
It should be a meat. Meat is murder. It should be a meat of animals.
What if it's like a jellyfish? Do you think they do you consider their flesh to be meat? Do you eat jellyfish meat?
I've never had jellyfish.
Jellyfish noodles?
No.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing you can eat.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
Are we not men?
No, you know, I forget you're
Asian.
remotely Asian sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you tell me what you made for lunch or whatever. I'm like, why is he eating like a fruitcake? Oh, jeez.
Oh,
yeah, well, of course.
Yeah. Vegetables, huh? Vegetables and rice and a piece of fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. How dare you?
What a mutant.
You know what I'm going to be eating for lunch today?
What's that?
Fucking something from the mall.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Emmett.
Yeah. My roommate Ollie, his brother comes over all the time. Whatever, there's some history there, but we're cool. We're cool. We can hang.
Yeah.
He can come over. That's cool. But he's totally like a Kramer character. He comes over and he just helps himself to whatever's in the fridge. You know, if there's saltines or potato chips out or in sight, they will just be inhaled. It's just I don't know.
I'm jealous of that. I could never do that.
No, well, no one ever should do that. Unless you have a pre-arranged arrangement.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is that I live with two other people. It's a married couple, so it's his brother and her brother-in-law. So I can kind of get, like, the family deal where it's like, oh, it's family. I'll just help myself to whatever. And that's usually how it goes with family, except I'm not.
Yeah, well, they own you, so...
Yeah, maybe he thinks that I'm their houseboy or something.
Maybe
the
you help, are
the nanny.
I got this friend.
Speaking of nasally, I mean, is it nasally?
Oh yeah,
nanny.
nasally there.
I love it.
Yeah, sorry, what?
My chum friend Scott, he's living with his roommate right now who, like, fucking broke his Charlie Brown coffee mug. And didn't tell him.
Oh, come on.
I
hope he broke it doing a nice thing and washing everyone's dishes, washing both of their dishes.
He just dropped the glass on it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that shit's gonna happen. You can't get too bent out of shape about that. But I do understand.
Well, they hung out in the same room for like an hour. No, yeah, of course, sure. But like, they hung out in the same room for an hour, and the dude didn't mention it. And then Scott found out about it, just like finding the pieces or whatever. And he still hasn't apologized. He was just like, "Yeah, I dropped the glass on that."
Yep, shit happens.
Yep. So,
well, he should fuck that guy's girlfriend then.
I know. I guess the guy's like cheating on his girlfriend. Scott kind of wants to like expose him, but I don't know.
Whip his pants down in front of everybody.
Yeah. Oh, if that guy's girlfriend is listening to the show,
you know who you are.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
If you are, welcome to Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah,
this is a talking show, and you're new to it.
Giving it a sniff since 2006.
Cool. Yeah. I think I'll try this out since 2006.
Yeah. Are they still doing that?
What that?
So are we on iTunes yet? Is this?
I don't know, man. I think we just have to do a certain number and it automatically gets put up there. So let's keep going.
A number in a row?
No.
Does it notice our frequency or is it?
Yeah, how does that work?
Let's do a bunch of short shows then. Let's trick it. Let's game the system, yeah.
I think we just need a tieback cover.
Yeah.
Anyway, dude comes over and he...
Okay.
Yeah.
Eats your lunch.
Yeah, well, I came home from work, right? And
pretty
much
just made this.
No, and here's why my roommates are good. So, well, better. Because first thing, all he says... He's all kind of sheepish about it. And he says, Emma came over and helped himself to some food, and I wasn't really around to moderate the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think he ate some of your food there, and I was like, oh, I hope it's not the lunch that I made for myself to save time so that, you know, I do that thing where I make my lunch ahead of time so that I have time to do things like this, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so it was true. He ate it, and I was like, fuck, but... You know, it was nice of him to tell me and not have me, like, find out, going, what the fuck? Like, why is all my food gone? Anyway, that's just a lousy thing to have happen to you. Although, it's not like he damaged anything expensive or, like, you know, it's just a fucking half.
Yeah, he did, dude.
Stir fry, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's
but he wasted your time, and what's more valuable than that?
No, I know. That is, it's, to me,
you should
it's,
cut him.
Yeah, it's the principle of it, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, hey man, I take all this effort so I can save myself some time and trouble for my work week, you know, make things go a little smoother because we all got to work. Except most people I know don't, but it hurts in a different way, not in the wallet. I never feel pain in the wallet like some people do, you know.
You know
what I'm saying? It's going to be easier in your pocketbook.
It's the pocket watch. That's where you feel it, though.
Oh, my God. You're goddamn right about that. And when you say pocket watch, you mean cell phone.
Right.
Because I do not wear a watch.
What's up, lady? What's happening? We got a female audience member here in the studio. She's wearing a pink sweater, blue jeans. She looks a little crazed. What's going on? You got a question for the love doctor here? Yeah? Nick, come ask the love doctor your query. Young lass.
Did you say you query?
Yeah. What? You're burning daylight here, babe. What's up?
I'm eating oatmeal with bacon and eggs in it, mushrooms and green pepper.
I had, for breakfast, I had ramen with connective tissue.
Connective tissue?
Yeah.
Gristle?
Pretty much.
Where did the gristle come from?
Ham.
Oh, ham gristle.
Yeah, I got down to just there's ham bone in the fridge, and I can whittle off.
Man.
I know.
Is there? There's no better. There's no better gristle to eat.
Yeah, no, I know.
Steak gristle, you know, you can suck on that, but you don't want to eat it.
Right.
Well, sometimes you want to eat it. It's got steak juice on it. Sauce.
Yeah. But ham gristle is. I mean, that's just about bacon.
Oh, yeah. You know what you can do with that?
What's that?
Turn it into cracklins.
Yeah, could do that. I made boilins. I made boilins instead.
I bet that is good for the broth.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Good for the broth.
I'm surprised by how long a ham will last me. I mean, like, you know, I can have sandwiches and whatnot.
I would be surprised if I were you.
It's good.
Hey, if you're surprised, imagine how I've...
They consider the pig.
It's always
like yoink. What?
Yoink.
Come on.
What?
Sorry, this chick, she just keeps telling me that she has something to tell me.
All right, fucking speak into the mic.
Yeah, but she won't actually tell me. She just wants to tell me she has something to tell me.
Breaking news.
Women.
Yeah. So fucking what else is in the news? Oh, well, shit, I don't know. So that happened last night, and I was lame, and I was like, fucking, should I make more food? I just fucking not bother. I'll just buy a fucking chicken sandwich or something. Fuck it. Oh, but you know what? Maybe this is a blessing in disguise, because a new Fatburger just opened up by work, and maybe I will go to it.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm like, well, I would, but I brought my lunch because I wanted to eat something healthy. You know, it's like, if you bring your lunch, you're obligated to eat it. Like, well, if I don't eat this, it's just going to go to waste, you know?
Man.
You don't want to waste food.
Yeah, that's true. When I was
it's like an opening. It's like an opportunity for me to buy a Fatburger. Do you have Fatburger there?
Yeah. Not right here, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty new to Canada. There only used to be one downtown here for a while, and now they're popping up everywhere, so. Is it good? Should I bother? Should I just go to KFC instead?
No, you should bother. Yeah, totally. Try something new, you know, a burger.
Tell me about this. Can I get an egg or so, a wiener on it or something?
I don't know. I don't know what the trip is.
Can I get a manimal style?
You should order everything animal style from now on. Just everything from anywhere. You're like buying shoes. Can I get these animal style?
From the Muppet Show, right?
Yeah, try that out, like, coupon code.
Why not? Why not? It's like, hey, it doesn't fucking cost you anything. You punch that in and see if you get anything. Oh, expired? Okay, fuck it, you know.
It's expired.
Right. We don't do that anymore. I'm sorry, continue.
I was going to say that just when I was in school, I used to bring lunch all the time and just leave it in my locker.
Yeah, and then do what? Eat haystacks?
Yeah, just whatever. I'd mooch a lunch ticket off of someone. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for a while there, I was running the scam.
Oh? What scam was this? Were you hustling? Were you shaking down?
You know. I mean...
Tradesies?
Well...
I'll trade you this pudding for your spaghetti.
Selsies,
trade.
You know? Like, you know, there'd be like the kids who like brought their cold lunch, but then also like got the free lunch tickets for being poor or whatever, you know? So I'd be like, hey, let me sell those for you. And, you know.
You were brokering a deal.
A little bit, you know.
Scalping lunch tickets.
Yeah, pretty much. But they were like $1.50 and I'd sell them for $1 and people would, you know, it's a deal. I said, whoa, you know.
Yeah, and then what would you do with the money?
Buy a hamburger.
Oh. Like, so that's where it all started, huh?
Oh, pretty well. Yeah, I mean that's kind of how it continued, I guess. But you know,
what was your first hamburger?
So,
do you remember your first hamburger?
No, but I do know that lunch is piled up. It's pretty heavily in my locker. But those lunches were just like one thing on some bread and an orange. So then my locker was just full of rotten oranges. Full.
Did I ever tell you? I probably told you by the time I had an orange in my winter coat when I was like a little kid, when I was like, I don't know, 6 or something, or I don't know. I had an orange in my winter coat, and then like winter ended, my mom put the coat away and didn't like check the pockets.
Yeah.
And the next winter, I was like, there's still the orange in it.
What'd you do? Did you eat it?
Chia.
Chia orange?
I think I was like, I think it was a subconscious thing because I think I hated that jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Which was stupid because it was a pretty good jacket. And I think it's funny what kids think is cool when they aren't really old enough to know what cool is or, yeah. You know. Like, little kids will, they'll make up trends and things the same as everyone else will, but you just have ideas about stuff when you're a kid, you know?
Yeah, you're wrong.
And this is just kind of a nice parka, which, like, I would, if I had one in my size now, I would definitely wear, you know?
Yeah.
And not just because it's, like, vintage or whatever, but it's just a kind of nice jacket. I think maybe it was the color. It was kind of a, like, a yellowy tan kind of color, and I don't think I was into anything like that, you know?
At that point.
I think what happened was, like, this happened a lot where I have an older brother and an older sister all within 5 years. And so we would often kind of all get the same thing, but in different colors, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And sort of and it's like one of those things where one time long ago, you tell somebody what your favorite color is / was, and that's what you get forever, you know? And so my sister would always get pink shit, even when she didn't care about pink shit, you know? And my brother would always get, He was smart because he would always say his favorite colors were like gray and dark blue and, you know, like very sort of neutral stuff, yeah. You know? And so he would always get, like, I think he got like a dark gray jacket, which looked sharp. And I don't know why I ended up, I think it was like, well, he gets that because he's the oldest and the only other color they have is this weird yellowy tan.
Yeah.
You know? And, that's the story of the jacket.
I used to no go good to school reason. With a girl named Yellowy Tan.
Yeah. It's racist.
Yeah.
I know. How dare her parents, her imaginary parents, do that?
They're so damn made up.
Man, that was the worst part of the whole thing. She had no parents.
She's going to school with an orphan named Yellowy
Tan. My parents. So you don't have parents, Yellowy. You made up your own goddamn name. Now you're stuck with it.
Yep.
Man, what if you let your kids pick their own names? You should ask your kids, like, hey, if you were allowed to pick your own, because kids always have that, don't they? Don't you always talk about that when you're a kid? Like, what name would you really want? You know?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was always talking about changing my name. I thought it would be the best.
To like Rick or Tommy or something?
John.
Something tough? John. Don't be John. Yeah.
Braun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pipes.
And I'm all like, I want to be called Hector X Delgado.
Who's that? I know what that is. What is that?
It's for me to know and for you to used to know.
I know what that is.
Okay, good. You want to give it at the end of the show as a...
No, everyone knows what that is.
Flip the podcast over to read the answer. Imagine if all our answers could be found by just flipping it over and shaking a bit. All the stuff that falls between the keyboard keys.
Yeah.
Man, imagine that. This is what someone should do.
Okay.
every loose tangent that we don't get to, someone should write that down and send it to us.
Oh, man. It'd be a feedback loop.
Sometimes I listen back to the show because I like, you know, I want to hear how you produced it. And I want to hear, you know, as I've said, I want to hear your end of the conversation.
Right.
Even though it sounds like we're talking, we're not talking. And I'm always astonished by how many things we just leave dangling, you know. Like, we need like a showrunner. We need like a producer.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Hey, what? Fucking knock it off. Talk about what you just said you were going to talk about.
That would be good. Someone just in our ear, like.
That's right.
Check it would, out the trash.
It'd be like a guy. Whoa. It'd be a guy in the booth with a shittier sounding mic.
Yeah.
Why does that guy always get a shitty sounding mic? Because just to differentiate, so you know he's not talent.
Yeah, exactly. Staff sound.
Oh.
Probably, I don't know, man. Those mics are expensive. Radio mics?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
But you think the guy in the booth would for sure at least know how to make his sound good, you know?
You would think.
You would think.
Or maybe it's just low self-esteem. Who am I? I need to sound good.
Maybe he just sounds like that.
Oh, maybe.
He gets that walkie-talkie voice from working, you know, by all those faders.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were you saying? We do need a showrunner.
What?
No, I don't think it's a problem. You listen to the show, though? You listen back? And
I do, I do. I don't always listen. I usually do, though.
Boy, I wonder what Phil was going to say.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Yep.
No, I like to listen back and laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not above saying that I think that sometimes we're funny and entertaining.
Yeah.
Hey, if I didn't think that, why would I be here?
That's right.
I entertain myself, fucker. Fuckers. How do I say that?
I don't listen to it all in a row. I haven't listened to a whole show in a super long time. But, you know, I hear little snips when I'm, you know, taking on swears or adding swears in or, you know, boat sounds or...
Alties.
Yeah. So I hear a little bit of it. Near enough.
Yeah.
I pay pretty good attention when we're doing it, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hockey.
And Lucas. Hey, man, we're doing pretty good staying away from our assigned... We decided we were going to... No. I suggested...
No,
I had a night.
You're pretending right now that you just said.
I said a thing. It was not agreed upon by anybody, including myself.
So last night, me and Heather went to bed early.
Mm-hmm.
And we're laying in bed just cracking wise, talking jokes and such.
Were you making wah guitar noises?
No,
people do when they make wah guitar noises.
Yeah, I know. They're in bed making wah guitar noises.
That is not a thing anymore. Like,
that'll always
come on,
be a thing.
Fucking knock it off,
no,
people.
No.
It's like,
no, we did.
That's like comedy shorthand.
We were laying in bed doing Air Hendrix. So, but no, I was.
When I say sorry, I'm not actually sorry. I'm just being Canadian.
No, I know.
Sorry. Sorry. When I'm actually sorry, I'll say sorry. You'll know the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I says, hey, lady, how come they ain't make, you don't get no, where's, you think in our lifetime there'll be combination ketchup mustard bottles? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought about it, like maybe it would have two nozzles, or maybe it would be like two chambers with a mono nozzle, or like something like that.
Like those oil and vinegar deals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she figured out that the only two things you could call it would be catch turd and must up. And neither of those are very appealing, and that's probably why they didn't make it.
Yeah. Maybe you need a third party in there to break it up.
Yeah. Relish.
Hmm.
Yeah. But the fucking... Then there was some bunch of fucking... No, but... Shoot. Noodles. In a bag.
In
noodle
a bag.
Tube. Tubal noodles.
Just like one noodle that you squeeze out?
Yeah, it's like a paste, and you squeeze it into boiling water. You hold it over boiling water and squeeze out tubal noodles. It's like a paste. What do you think?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. And then I suggested buns with condiments already in it, and she said I was lazy.
like a Boston cream donut, except with ketchup inside.
Yeah, maybe pickles. I don't know.
Yeah, no, well, with all of that, you know.
Pickles, condiment?
And, I don't know.
I mean, you could have a pickle sandwich.
Yeah, I guess so, but you would... I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Well, sauerkraut? Chopped onions? Chopped onions seems like it could be a condiment. I think anything that you can apply by spoon, you know?
Okay.
Like, I think it's got to be small. Like, if you chopped up the...
like, plastered onions?
If you chopped up pickles, that's relish. So...
That's true.
Hmm. Don't know. Dressings?
Yeah.
Fixins?
You know,
I don't like the word fixins.
You ever had that sweet onion sauce that they have at the Subway?
I think I've had it before.
It's pretty good.
I haven't been to Subway. Maybe I'll go to Subway today instead of Fatburger.
Go to Subway and eat at Fatburger and just kind of check out the vibe.
Yeah. You mean bring my sandwich in there and gloat?
Yeah. Well, just kind of just see what's up in there. You still be eating, so it's not like you're just hanging
out. I'll wear really big pants in there.
Leering.
And then I'll hold them out in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I got huge pants, everybody.
Point at your sandwich. My pants got so big from eating subs.
Another fucking one. Yeah. I'm going to knock that off, too. wearing big pants to show, like, look how much weight I've lost. Like, yeah. That doesn't prove anything. How do I know those are your pants? I don't know.
Is
there a picture of you wearing the same pants?
I saw a picture of Jared. He's fat again.
Ja Red?
Yeah.
Favorite rapper.
He's not as fat, but he's fat again.
Well, you know, once a fat guy, always a fat guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, thank
fat
you.
Is a state
I'm
of mind.
Glad that's a thing.
Takes all the pressure off.
Yeah, totally.
No, it's like, you know, you can, it's like, well, you know.
Yeah, but maybe the audience doesn't know. Audience, do you know?
No, it's like, you can do all the work and shit, but you got to keep it up, you know? And keeping it up, everyone knows, is the hard part.
Yep.
Right?
It's like
getting a boner is easy, but keeping the boner.
Wait,
did I say that out loud?
You did. Into a microphone. And I'm recording it.
Microphone.
Oh, we didn't do any microphone checks.
Check. 66.
There. Now we know it works.
What's another good one?
What?
What's another good mic check word?
Oh, everyone loves that. 1-2 testes.
No.
That's the best.
No.
Yeah. Count your bits.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Once we start swearing off topics, then it's like,
ugh. Hey, man, if you were a roadie for a band and you were like setting up some other dude's guitar,
yeah,
you're doing like, not sound check, but you know, pre come on stage checkout, you know,
pre come on. Okay.
Would you play riffs from that band? Would you like to start playing?
No, that never. No, God.
What if you hated those guys?
Yeah. If I was a roadie, I would only go buy War Machine.
I get it.
Yeah, that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
That's after I quit reading them comic books. I don't know.
Ah, Steve lent me the new Iron Man series book.
Lont.
Of... And, what?
Lont.
Lonted. Gave at.
Borrowed you.
Borage. Borage. He borged it at me.
Yeah.
And I have not really read it yet. I should
do that. Read it right
now. Horrible reading. Iron Man update. Who wants Iron Man update?
Yeah, no everyone. Wants. Everyone. That's everyone.
Well, to come. I will give a review of Invincible Iron Man.
Yeah?
Speaking of magic,
did you watch that Mort Drucker video?
No, I saw it right before we were talking.
Yes.
So
oh, it's really good.
It's good?
Yeah, he's way jewier than I expected.
Mort, a lot of people don't know, Mort D. Rucker, that's the name of the singer from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Barf.
Mm-hmm.
Barf. It's really good, though. I mean, it was neat seeing him draw, like, because, you know, he draws and... It's like, oh, it's a guy drawing. It's Mark Drucker drawing, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
how did he do that?
For a little bit, it just looks like, oh, it's just his drawing or whatever. And then, boom, suddenly it's like, obviously one
Man,
of his drawings.
Like, watching people draw is awesome, but it's hard to do in when the person is in front of you.
Yes, because they draw shittily.
Because all the people that I'm in front of are terrible at drawing.
No, but it's hard to draw when someone's watching, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
Doubt every single thing.
And when someone's watching you draw, even if you know what you're going to draw, like, you get those, like, apprehensive non-stroke strokes, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Waving your hand around, like, hey, hey, hey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about, again, I'm just trying to think of how to, hey, hey.
Yep.
That's what it's like.
That's, man, dude, SPX, I threw everything away. Everything I drew, because I couldn't stand it. It's
not everything.
Too much. What? Just about.
Well, maybe I have something.
Oh, well, you lucky little devil. You garbage digger.
Yeah.
Garbage Garbage digger.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you have a cold or do you... Yep.
So yeah, drawing in front of people and stuff. Stuff.
Yeah,
drawn no, behind people was back. Also tricky. Oh, you want to change?
No, not at all.
Flipping the A track. You want to talk about drawing some more? I don't know.
There's a lot of people doing those streaming Watch Me Draw streams on, yeah, online. I don't know if I like that.
No. Let's go with no.
I've never really watched one before, but, you know.
Yeah.
I know what drawing looks like.
Yeah.
It's like, that's cool for people who don't know how to draw, but, like, if I'm going to watch drawing, I might as well be making one at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Then how do you watch it?
Multitask.
That'd be nice to put on just a CD. A CD? What?
Wow.
Put on a... It'd be nice to put on a...
VCD.
Yeah. Of just pencil sounds. You think that would get you in the mood for drawing?
Scrap, 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 scrap.
Yeah.
Scrap, scrap, scrap. A little bit of, like, table banging against a wall a little bit from erasing, yeah?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But you want it to sound confident.
Not what? It's confident, but, like, here. Drew the show pick.
I like that. That sounded really good. I could listen to that.
It's a weird lion thing.
It's good.
It doesn't look too bad. It does not look like something I would draw if I was trying to draw. I don't know if that's good or bad.
How can you trick yourself into drawing it again? That's gonna plague you, dude.
No. Only if it was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm so tired. I don't know what's going on, man.
You've been drawing lately.
That's the problem.
You want to talk about it?
Drawing's been eating into my sleeping time.
Yeah?
Sleeping has been drawing into my eating time. Get it?
Drawing's been looking good, though.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you just gotta do it, you know? But, yeah, no, it's, you know, New Year resolution or whatever.
Oh.
And, no, but, yeah, no, except one that I made before New Year, so that means that I'm gonna stick to it.
Yeah.
No, it's just not even a New Year's resolution, but it's a good excuse, you know? I like that when you have an excuse to go ahead with a plan you already had. It enables you more, so, you know, fucking, it's New Year's, it's fucking what, new month, let's do it anyway, let's do it. More impetus.
Yes.
So the other thing that I've been trying to do, which is like, it sounds retarded, but it's difficult for me, is to watch movies while I draw.
Yeah.
And I can never really do that because I pay attention to one or the other and I can't really do both. But normally I just listen to music or I'll put on a podcast or things like that because I want my eyes to have undivided attention, but my brain can wander. And that's, you know, wandering brain is good for drawing sometimes too.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, like lately I've been thinking about... like what you said about Scrabble and pencil noises and stuff. It like, not white noise, but environmental noise, you know?
Yeah.
Like flacks of the Star Trek sound effects.
Just the Star Trek ambient room noise? Like, yeah. not even Ooh, any buttons being
that's
pushed?
That's what, you know Dana Gould?
Yeah.
Comedian? You know him from Simpsons.
Yeah.
He writes some Parks and Rec. He's a producer and a writer on Parks and Recreation.
Excellent.
But one time on a thing, one time I heard him say the like ambient noise of the bridge of the Enterprise, I guess, is the best getting down to work sounds, ever or something. So yeah.
Do you have it?
Do I have it? No, we found that torrent, but it was all flack.
Yeah.
What was your line about flack? What did you say about that?
I don't know.
You said it was the something of something, and I laughed.
I know, it is.
You can imagine what that would have been like.
Oh, it's the goatee of Codex.
That doesn't sound as good as it looks when you read it.
No.
It's got a funny ring to it. An O-ring. Well,
Jug band?
Yeah, but instead of listening to talking or music or a movie or something, like, just know it, like, I have a bunch of sound effects and shit, and I have, like, the sounds
of
the
ring. No, you don't want to listen to sound effects, though.
No, not sound effects, but sort of like, but if you have, like, the sounds of, like, ocean lapping up on the shore, you know, like, all that kind of, like, new wave relaxation bullshit, but I kind of think that that's kind of nice, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's some noise for you to have going on to, like, distract you from your horrible whatever life. But, you know, I have, like, those sound effect files of, like, rainforest. And it's just, like, 20 minutes of that, you know? You hear some birds or whatever, and you hear the wind in the trees.
That doesn't make me think about drawing, though.
No, but don't you think it might be conducive to that? Where it's, like, something going on with, that's engaging your brain, but you're not being distracted, maybe?
Man, when I was drawing at the laundromat the other day, that was, like, it was the best.
Clump, 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 clump.
No, it's just all the people there, and it's just all so, it was so gross, and everyone was just so nasty, and just, like...
Do you guys go to a laundromat? You don't have laundry in your house?
No, I do have laundry in my house. My washing machine was a little bit messed up.
Oh, so but they have a sweet Street Fighter 2 turbo machine.
No,
there.
But they did have Demolition Man pinball, but I didn't even play
it. Oh. Well, yeah, you know, next time.
Yeah.
So, hold on, why were you there again?
Oh, is that the washer is a little... It's off balance. I mean, it broke, and then I fixed it, but it's still off balance, and I still have to, like, fix that aspect of it.
Counterweight. So,
like, yeah.
Paint. Put lead paint on one side.
Oh, did you get pinched putting that cap on? Oh. Go running under some cold water, and then warm up the water gradually.
Rub some dirt on it, and get back out there.
I just told her to rub it on cold, put it under some cold water. That's not going to do anything. It doesn't even hurt that bad.
She'll make it'll make it wet.
Yeah, exactly. She'll feel like she's doing something. That's good.
Yeah. She's not old enough to go boil water.
Yeah. Go boil your finger.
Oh, no. Run it under boiling water.
Yeah.
I'll give you something to cry about.
No.
You ever hear that?
No.
One?
Huh?
No, you didn't.
No.
Your parents are hippies.
Well, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
What?
What else is in the news?
Steve sent me a link to Fox News. Now, yeah. I don't want to open up a whole thing here, but he's all like, Fox News is just like reading The Onion. And, you know, it is, because it's ridiculous, right? But there was just an article that was like, do... spanked children end up being more successful or something like that, you know, one of those not studies. I think we have an idea that maybe backed up with proof of some sort that we're not going to share, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Steve was saying how, like, everything, like, it just falls in line with the Fox News crowd, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, like, spanking your kids might be okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
Rednecks, you know?
It is fine.
Yeah. It's, but he was all like, how dare they? And I was like, oh, fucking, who cares?
Yeah. Spanking's fine. Spank all you want. If you're into spanking, spank.
Fuck, it's gonna happen. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
Like, people are gonna do it, and you might think you're better for not doing it. You might think you're better for doing it. And no one will ever know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I don't think that is the factor that is going... It's fucking...
No.
You can do everything that you think is right, and then the kid will see something... He'll see a dead cat on the street, and that will be the thing that messes him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, not even messes them up. The thing
that... No, but like...
actualizes them. The thing
sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean to say that anything messes anyone up, because...
Right.
Shit, man.
Well, I don't spank my kids, but it's mostly out of laziness, distaste for hand pain.
And plus, they're dirty all the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to get them dirtier.
I don't want to be touching them butts. You know? I don't know. I mean, what if I'm spanking my kids and I get a boner? Then what?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to, you know.
Seriously. That would, yeah. Don't run the risk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just like, you know, when you're riding the bus or whatever, you know, you got something on your lap. It's like, oh, you know, you're not actually sexually aroused. It's just like, you got, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. No, but you don't want that to happen so that your brain gets confused.
Well, not even my brain. Their brains, too. I don't want them thinking all like, oh, daddy thinks this is sexy. You know,
yeah, you
like,
got a boner, I could tell.
Yeah, and so...
Wait a minute, that's weird.
Right. Any of those situations are bad.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into how to raise your kids or whatnot, but...
Yeah.
I just thought, hey.
We should do a How to Raise Your Kids segment sometime. We should, that'd be great.
I don't know how to do that.
What?
I'll give the PSA version of it from TV.
Yeah.
Read with your kids.
How to rear your kids. That's what we should teach.
Oh.
Well, you better get to work, and I better feed this chicken.
No, I'm good, man.
This has been an average podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen.
What do you mean?
But there are going to be average ones.
Oh, yeah. It's fine. I think everyone can handle it. I don't think anyone's going to freak out about it or anything.
I don't think anyone is going to say anything about it.
No.
What do you think of that? That's my opinion. That's my prediction.
Comments disabled.
Able.
Hey, are you hungry, little woman chicken? Yeah? Uh-oh. Well, it's a pencil. Oh, it's one of those pencils where you take the lead out and you put it in the back and you take the next one out and put it in the back.
No, know? I don't like those.
Yeah, because if you lose one, the whole thing's useless.
Oh, of course. And it never made sense to me. I know it's like, hey, this will be sharper for longer, but
yeah.
I guess for kids who can't sharpen their own pencils, but shit, man. Ask a... Ask an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Your parents help you put it together.
We're not that busy.
Isn't that weird how commercials started? Like, they don't say that anymore, do they? It'll say, like, some assembly required or something, right, but it won't say, your parents put it together.
I don't know if they even mention the assembly anymore. I think it's just assumed. Your parents will help you get it out of the box.
But it's weird that they assume the kids are going to have parents. Or two parents, for that matter. Guardian. One of your guardians will help you put it together. Maybe.
Man.
Hopefully.
Poor little
yellow. It's making a lot of promises. First of all, it's saying, you are going to have this.
Yeah.
And second of all, it's saying, you're going to have someone to help you with this.
Your parents will help you put this together when you get it. And you will.
TV's bullshit.
Tell them. Yeah, I agree.
When's TV coming back on anyway?
Still TV next week, I think.
Not this week? What the fuck? America.
Yeah, this week there might be one show this week. I think 30 Rock might be on like a double length there. It's either this week or next week. I think it's this week though.
I'm Upper Decker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta put something in this girl, so I gotta go. It's gonna be my new outgoing message.
Dion Wardells.
Is that that's not a guy. What is that? Hockey? That's hockey.
No. Too ethnic.